T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
John.
Good morning, Ange.
All right, John. First of all, the best of my knowledge, Matt Klentak, the general manager of this mess, has not made himself available. Is that what you are also hearing?
That is correct. He is scheduled to speak usually at the start of every homestand, which was Friday, obviously, this past Friday. And he was not available, and we have not had access to him since that point in time.
All right. What about Andy McPhail, the president of the team?
Well, it's very hard to find Andy McPhail, to be perfectly honest with you, but he was there yesterday, but he was not made available.
John Middleton, who was definitely there Friday night, gushing over Chase Utley, has he been available in the midst of this terrible situation?
No, absolutely he has not. Obviously, we saw him in the Chase Utley, during this Chase Utley ceremony, but he has not been available to speak to anybody in the media.
All right, let's talk then. I wanted to start with what happened Saturday when Cesar Hernandez did not run on a pop fly down the line that would have been a double, became a single, and then double play. They're down a run, right? What was your sense there, John, of how angry Gabe was about that?
Well, I mean, you go by what he said post-game, and he said it's going to be dealt with swiftly, and you know, all the comments that he made. The problem is, afterwards, you know, we went to the clubhouse, and I'm curious, you know, we're always going to second-guess Gabe at this point. I was curious, did any of his teammates say anything to him? And I was talking to Reese Hoskins later on that evening, and Reese said, yeah, I went up and said something to him. And Cesar thought it was going to be foul. So, at this point, I mean, to see him in the lineup again on Sunday, seeing nothing was done. I mean, everything that transpired this weekend told you everything you needed to know about Gabe Kaplan.
All right, well, hold on then. I got to play this because it sounded like Gabe was going to crack down this time. Because, you know, Hernandez is not that great anyway. Segura's going to be around a long time. I'm not so sure about Hernandez. Mm-hmm. He could have made example of him. Here's what he said about how he would deal with it.
Gabe, I get that taking one of your better players out of the lineup isn't conducive to winning because you're taking one of your best 8 out. But if you continue to see things like that, does it reach a point where maybe you have to make an example out of somebody, or is it just you talk to them off to the side?
Those things are definitely things that need to be addressed. They have to be addressed swiftly. They have to be addressed with authority, and they will be.
But how can they be addressed with authority when he never benches anybody, John?
Oh, because he's clearly not doing anything. He holds a little conversation with him. It's now proven that he is nothing more than a glorified cheerleader. I mean, he's not a manager. He's not being a coach. And although you made an absolute decision on him, I held out a little bit of hope. I'm like, all right, they're going to come back home. It's all division. We'll see what happens. But those comments and then seeing Cesar still in the lineup again after what we saw with Segura twice tells you exactly the type of manager that he is.
No. You can't tell because you're telling me he should go.
Oh, I am. When you lose, the Marlins are as close to a Triple-A team as you're going to find in baseball. And the Phillies, after Saturday, if you're going to talk about Saturday specifically, when the manager actually got himself tossed defending one of his players and they showed no spark after that, that tells you exactly how they feel about him.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute, John. Was that planned? Was that, you know, he's such a meticulous planner. Did he make a decision in there, I'm going to win over the crowd and win over my team by making a big spectacle?
Well, some people will tell you, no, it was in the moment. When I was watching it, the moment I saw him move Scott Kingery out of the way, and he did it with authority, at that point he already knew he had planned on getting tossed.
Yeah.
And I think he was clearly hoping to get a spark out of his team. And it went all the way to the fact where he kicked dirt on the umpire's foot as he walked out, and he left to a standing ovation. And to see no response from his team, not only just Saturday, but following it up on Sunday, that tells you exactly how they feel about him.
Right. Now, let's talk about how he can pull out of this. There's no indication whatsoever at this point, John, that the management of the team is going to do anything about him. Is that accurate?
That is correct.
Is that not also mind-boggling that not only is there no indication, there is no anything from the front office? They have not spoken for weeks about any of this.
The way the last 3.5 weeks have gone, the spiral that they are on in free fall, if there is nothing done, you know, today, honestly, before the start of this Mets series, it further speaks to the state of this organization and how it is run, because the way you performed these last 3 weeks leading to a sweep, you're swept by the Marlins. Somebody has to be fired. Somebody has to be fired.
Al, I'm feeling it so strong. I'm having to suppress it right now. You know what I mean? The bullhorn.
Oh, no.
Might be time to bullhorn these boys. I need somebody to step forward, talk to me a little bit. Might have to bullhorn. But first, John, there is one ray of light that came out during the news coverage yesterday. Gabe Kapler has come up with a formula to pull out of this terrible mess they're in. Here is what he is looking to do.
Go to work. Go to work every single day. We don't stay the course. We make adjustments. So we're doing little things to get better. For instance, next week, first couple of days of the Mets series, do some extra work on the field. We'll bring out a curveball machine and we'll bring out a live arm.
You think if they bring out the curveball machine, John, they could turn around their fortunes?
Oh, I mean, does Gabe Kapler realize it's the fastball they're having problems with, not the curveball? And the fact that he threw out a pitching, the fact that he publicly said that, and said, well, they're going to throw out a curveball machine if they would like. What do you mean, if they would like? Your team is in free fall. You're the manager. You have to lay down a law here and say, this is the way it's going to be. Our season's is spiraling out of control. And to hear what he had to say, and then the responses from some of the players afterwards, my goodness.
Hold on.
That's what sold it for me.
Don't preempt this because I'm leading up to this. Did you happen to be with Bryce Harper to see his reaction when he was asked about the curveball machine?
I wasn't in front of him at the moment, but you better believe I saw the video shortly thereafter.
All right. Could you please interpret this sound?
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to answer this. For me,
I don't. The snort and the "I'm just trying to answer this" indicated, maybe a lack of respect for the concept.
Oh, I would say that's pretty accurate. It's a pause, and in his mind, saying, "This guy doesn't know what the hell he's doing," and kind of giggles about it, and then tries to answer professionally. Ange, I'm telling you, I held out hope. I wasn't in that absolute mindset the same as you were, but what we saw over the weekend, that told me everything I needed to know.
All right, Jonesy believes that snort might have more weight than anything anyone said about this. To hear a $330 million superstar mock the manager is not a good thing for the job security of Gabe Kapler. Would you agree with that?
I would. He's your franchise player. He's the guy that you sought out all offseason to be here for the next 13 years. Right. His opinion, whether he's been here for 5 minutes or not, holds more weight than anybody else.
John Johnson, a breath of fresh air. John, you're awesome, man. Thank you as always, pal.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.